Live from Las Vegas, Nevada, we have James Salinas hosting live from Denver, Colorado. Happy Friday, James. How are you?
Happy Friday to you, Pritch. Thursday night football last night. We actually hit an under.
Yes, and you know what? I'm going to thank you right now because about an hour before the game, I remember what you were talking about. And I was like, you know what? Where's my app? So I found my app and I hit that under as well. So thank you very much, my friend.
Well, I think we should thank Coach Arians, actually.
right.
Well, and this is what we talk. I feel like this is just we're repeating the common theme every week. Field goals do not win games in this league. With everything that favors the offense, it's a touchdown scoring league, and the fact that I think that's what's kind of interesting about Arians and coaches for that matter is trying to handicap what are coaches going to do in in-game situations, in particular late-game situations. We saw him early in the game. They went for it fourth down at their own 20. Now, granted, it was short yardage, less than a yard to go, and they were able to get that snuck Tom Brady in to get the first down. But that kind of tells you, all right, we think of Arians as, he's going to sling the dice. He's not afraid to get up there and gamble. But then what happens when they get on the other side of the field? They settle for 4 field goals throughout the game, and in particular, late in the game when they're down one, it was actually 4th and 1 inside the 10-yard line. 4th and 1 for them to go. They had a long drive, dominated the football. Are you trying to win this game? Nope. Instead, they kick the field goal, puts them up 2, but then it leaves them susceptible for a late field goal drive to win the game, and that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, in 2020, today's NFL, it's not about field goals for sure. I mean, try to get touchdowns if you can. Chicago at home, I think old school coaching would tell you to take the points as the road team, but not in this case. You got Tom Brady, you got a good defense. Have confidence in that.